Or we're gonna have to go to court.
Court? No.
Your Honor.
No, I'm not gonna go to court.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
All rise. The Cowhead Show is now under oath.
All right, the entire show placed under oath. Your phone call is coming in unscreened. If you look up at the board, it just says, like, line one will be Jeff, and just says under oath. The entire show under oath right now. Your opportunity to ask questions. No one allowed to take the fifth.
Oh, this segment makes me so uncomfortable. I wish I would have never suggested it.
No, I like it. I don't think that I've ever felt like, oh, my God, why do we do this?
Who cares?
Shit. So what happens when you don't have a whole lot to hide.
Skeletons,
you
know, in your closet?
You've never sent anybody up for a DUI.
Oh, you don't know what I'm into.
Jeff, you're up first. We're under oath. What do you got?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, Jeff.
In your opinion, why is it that the Billy Madison show kind of gets treated like the redheaded stepchild 102.5 when arguably they're the most successful, being they're the only show on the station that's syndicated in multiple markets?
First of all, syndication is no sign of success. If I were, and that's nothing to take anything away from Billy Madison, but don't judge people's success on that. This show could be syndicated into 50 markets if we wanted to give it away for free too, and that's not how you do it. And I'm not specifically talking about Billy. And that show is on in San Antonio, and it is on in Fort Myers live in both places, and then it is run here on this station. And that is why I don't think they're treated like the redheaded stepchild. They're just not here. They're not in the building.
Yeah, because we like those guys, and we try and get them involved as much as possible. Derek was here for the Real Raw Open. Billy and Nard had the other thing in Fort Myers, so they couldn't make that. You know, the crews, we do as much stuff as we can, but the company just can't afford to fly them out for every weekend. We'd love to have them here.
Do you understand that, Jeff?
Yeah, I understand.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Thank you, sir. I want to make sure that I don't want to just be like, right, and there's your answer, and hang up. Hunter, go ahead. We're under oath. What do you got?
Hey, Carmen, I got a question for you. Since Dave won't have sex with you, do you think if you told him he could do it in a VH, he would?
Well, I don't want to give him that option, so I don't think that matters.
That's not the question. Yeah. The question was, if you said that he could do that, do you think he would?
We call that tattoo sex.
Yeah, I don't think so, because why wouldn't he have regular sex unless you're trying to imply that he's gay, which he never came out to me, so I don't know.
Did you, have you talked to him since last week?
Maybe your pits don't smell as bad as that does.
Maybe he doesn't like tacos, sir. What can I tell you?
Listen, I love tacos, so what's up?
Tim, go ahead. You're on the mic. Tell the show we are under oath. What do we got?
I just want to know if any of you guys have ever had an STD.
Rob could not wait to answer. Go ahead, Rob.
I had molluscum contagiosum, which
what
was...
What is that?
It was a... it's like a virus, and it just produces pimples on the shaft of your...
Oh, my God.
...stuff. And the only way to get rid of them is that you have to take a razor blade.
Okay.
And I actually had a doctor do that.
All right.
We get it.
Just like a regular pimple, you just cut the head off the pimple.
When I don't understand that. When we go, okay.
No, I want to keep giving details.
Yeah, you have
I'm a doctor.
To keep going. Okay.
But that's the only STD I've ever had. It was
Gallen?
Very short.
That'll be much like whenever they come and talk to us. I'll go, Your Honor, I said okay, but Rob kept on going, so I'm completely in the clear. No, I have not. I had a girl that I dated, went out with once or twice, and then she told me that she had herpes.
Oh, great.
She said, I just have to let you know before it goes any further, I have herpes. And I said, that's it for me, folks. I'll see you later.
Like a magic show?
Oh, yeah. I was like, bye. That's been nice.
No, I had a urinary tract infection that cranberry juice cleared up. That's the worst thing that ever happened to me. Spanish?
Yeah, I had one of those too.
What'd you have?
UTI.
I gotta go
get tested though. On the real, it's about
Spanish
time.
Got tested for AIDS.
On the real, it's about time to go back to get tested.
Spanish took an AIDS test live on the air and passed.
Still, I need to go.
As much as you know, I don't want you to have AIDS. contrary to people who think that I hate you and stuff, I don't want Spanish to have AIDS. But that would have been so great on air.
It would have been
because it was like, hey, he's taking an AIDS test. Isn't this fun?
Oh, no.
Sorry. Sorry. Carmen?
What about you, old gonorrhea crash?
Our mic's not on.
Thanks. Yeah. No, I have not. I've had other female issues that I've been able to get rid of.
So gross.
But, you know. Yeah.
Well, there you go, sir. I hope that helps you out. Just the ones you expected.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Now he knows who to bang. This is Dark Cloud, who killed her husband once. How you doing, honey? She did.
Hello.
Hi, what do you got?
I want to know, is Spanish really kicked off the cruise because he messed up yesterday?
Oh, no.
Oh, thank
God. No, he's kicked off the cruise because we don't like him.
Damn it.
No. He'll go on the cruise. Are you kidding me? He'll screw up 10 more times before the cruise.
He'll screw up on the cruise, too.
Are you ever going to go on the cruise?
I will eventually, but I can't this year because my dog broke my mom's leg, so she had to retire. So I'm having to take care of most of the bills.
Did you say your dog broke your mom's leg?
Yeah, he had surgery, and I left him at home for 2 weeks with her, and he ran into her, and it snapped her leg in 3 places.
Yowza.
She needs to drink more milk.
Yeah.
She's old, Carter. Got osteoporosis.
Yeah.
Calcium, I don't know.
She's on calcium pills now because of it, yes.
What are you hauling? Where are you at?
Well, right now I'm in Lamar's, Iowa. I just dropped my empty trailer, and I'm waiting to pick up a load of ice cream.
Oh, wow.
Oh, delicious. Swing by Rob's house.
All right, Punkin, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Larry, go ahead. We're under oath. What do you got?
I would like to know what actually happened with Galvin's arrest and what's the true story behind that.
Well,
I don't know if that was ever covered.
We did. We covered it the next day, and we covered it the last time we were under oath.
Oh, I apologize.
No, that's okay. Right. I'm just answering your question.
No criminal record, no criminal charges or anything like that. It was no big deal. They were like, all right, see you later.
Yeah. That was the end of it, sir.
Gotcha. Okay, thanks. Yeah.
All right, pal. Mike Caldesciolo.
Hey, Mike, this one's for you.
No, it's not. I recognize that Jerry guy. Isn't it? Yeah. Not allowed to call on my show. I don't even want to know what his question is. Mo, go ahead.
Mike, if I can, I'd like to round robin and give a question to everybody, please.
Oh, Mike Calder.
Round robin it, buddy.
Go ahead, Mo.
Come on, Calder. Galvin, stronger second chair, even though I am Johnny B. Cole's, but stronger second chair, Johnny B. or Seth Cush?
By the way, before you answer that, let me give you out the phone numbers. 727-579-1025 or 1-800-771-1025. We are under oath. No one, unlike the Diaco Personius questioning yesterday, we are not allowed to take the fifth. So if you have a question and you want to get it through, feel free to do that now, unless you're that a-hole Jerry who likes to call in all the time. Galvin Stronger, second chair, Johnny B., or Seth Kushner?
Stronger, second chair, I'm going to go Seth, because he's funny. I think Johnny B.'s funny, but I think that Seth knows how to keep the conversation moving forward and keep the show moving forward a little bit better, because he has more experience doing that. So I would go Seth. But Johnny B., very good. I like Johnny B. a lot.
Okay, Spanish, last under oath, you made an accusation that I touched Kelly inappropriately.
Yeah, you grabbed it. You touched her bottom.
I denied it, then texted her to make sure that I was not mistaken. She said, no, I never did. Do you believe her?
Yeah, I believe her.
Oh, so they text
this time.
They text
time,
back and forth?
Yeah, they text. Ooh, and I apologize for accusing you of that if it is not true.
That's the second accusation of physical assault on Kelly.
Yeah, that you say
Kelly.
Now.
You said that Pete tried to grab her boobs once when he was drunk, too.
He and played bongos on the boobies. That's what I saw.
I don't remember that. But.
No, I don't know. She told me, so maybe she's the one who's lying.
I got to tell you, though, that doesn't sound exactly like something Pete would do.
Go ahead, Mo.
Okay, Rob, and notwithstanding you, Mike, that I know listened last week, and thank you for sending the text. Rob, I know you, because we talked at the Punch-Out, listen to the Cat Named Mo show kind of regularly. Best thing about it, worst thing about it?
Best thing about it, Brittany. I like her a lot. I don't know what. Maybe it's just a weird fascination with listening to her. I don't know how often. Is she on your show, or is that on the Johnny B show?
The best part about your show is the girl who's not on it.
Then in that case, Roland Mizell is my favorite part of the show. And my least favorite part is, of course, you, Mo.
Roland's racist mother is pretty good if you get her on the air.
Yeah.
I thought so. Carmen, just before Mike, Carmen, am I more nice to you or annoying?
I think you're nice to me.
Okay, thank you.
Really, really giving the hard-hitting questions there, Mo.
So what flavor ice cream do you like?
Ooh, chocolate all day.
Of course.
Here is the hardest. Last time, under oath, you asked me if I thought that me and Johnny would be better in Shannon's spot. I will ask you this. Given that we cut loose the restraints of having to rewind, do you think Johnny and myself would be a more entertaining show in a 12-3 spot?
No, I mean, I don't know. I mean, if Shannon were to leave for some reason, they put you guys on 12-3, I don't think that would be bad at all. But I think that you guys do a fun show, and it's able to be plugged in anytime. I mean, I'll be honest, when I go on vacation for a week, and I hate doing best of, and if there was a time where they said, hey, Mo and Johnny B are going to host on a Friday or a Thursday and Friday, I'd be cool with that.
Okay, fair enough.
All right.
Thank you guys for letting me be a part of it. You know I'm always listening.
All right, thank you,
Mo.
Yeah, he really is always listening.
It's unbelievable.
Anyway, thank you. Jake, go ahead. We are under oath. No pleading the fifth. What do you got?
I gotta follow up Mo's hard-hitting questions here. I got some questions for Horror Island. I was wondering, has Spanish ever slept with Joey in the same bed?
Ooh, good question. Good question, sir. Doesn't make it gay, Spanish.
Scary night, maybe. I don't know.
Two of you ever ended up in the same bed, don't lie, because you do end up on the couch a lot.
I was going to say, or the couch.
Not in the same bed, but we've definitely fallen asleep touching on the couch.
Touching? Why?
Jake, if I can piggyback off your question... Question for Joey from Cowhead TV. Joey, have you ever seen Kelly naked in your house?
Ooh.
No, I would hope so.
Ah, that was a no.
I'm sorry about that.
Come close.
Right. Anything else, Jake?
I was wondering, except for the good old marijuana, is there anything else, any other drugs that Whore Island currently residing?
No.
You're under oath, sir.
Yeah.
You're under oath, Spanish.
Currently, the only drug residing at Whore Island is the marijuans and alcohol. That's
all right,
it.
That's a good answer.
But we had some last week, but they're all gone now.
All right. Let's go to John. John, go ahead. We're under oath. What do you got?
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
Quick question. Is Drew Garabo in the middle of a separation and getting divorced?
I have no idea. I don't know what goes on in Drew's purse. I barely see Drew as is. Why? What makes you say that?
I don't know. There's a couple of things that he's mentioned. I don't know. First off, he's never mentioned his wife in a long time.
Some people don't like to involve their families. Like, I can't. I used to be like, I'm never going to show my kids. And now my kids are all on Facebook. I'm like, I don't know. Some people are just a little more strict about that stuff.
Yeah, no, and I understand that as far as, like, her name and everything else. He's always been, tight-knit about that. But just how he was pretty lucky. He's got a beautiful wife. Now when he goes out, it's a plus one.
That would be an under oath question for him. I don't know the answer to that.
Are you confusing his wife with his cat, Ruby? I know he's having troubles with Ruby.
I did see that on Facebook.
Yeah, so I'm not making light of the Ruby situation. Don't. I just, you know.
Sorry, I couldn't be of more help there, sir. I just don't know the proper answer to that.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
I do know I have gone out to dinner with her. I can tell you she's a very attractive woman
she's
and very nice,
lady,
but that's
all
I know. Brendan, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, Brendan.
I love the show.
Thank you.
I was just wondering
you're breaking up, Brendan. You're breaking up. Start over. You're breaking up, buddy. You there? So try again.
Does your wife ever get offended by how much you talk about other women or...
No, never. I mean, that's my job.
I do.
You do?
Oh, no. I'm offended for her.
What do you think, like, that she might be offended by? I mean, my job is to...
Well,
yeah, go ahead.
Odd and, like, stuff like that. I mean, I don't know. Nothing specific.
No, she does not care. We've been married for 12 years. And we've been dating for another 3 years on top of that. So we've been together a long time. I think the less that I bother her, the happier her life is. And I think that she understands that me looking at Carmen and going, goddamn, Carmen looks good today, is every guy that sees a hot girl in his office but can't say, man, that girl in the copy room or whatever is really hot today. That's just me not being able to not say what's on my mind. So no, she doesn't care. Thank you, sir. Mike, go ahead. We're under oath. What do you got?
Hey, guys, I'm going to go old school on you. I've been out of town for quite a few years and just moved back and caught up with your show. But what happened when you caught your co-host sleeping? You fired him, I know that. But what was the aftermath of all that?
That morning, he came back, and there was an HR meeting, and I had to go in the meeting and explain to them what I thought the problem was. He had a meeting with them, and then they went ahead and let him go.
We should explain that was the guy that was here before I was.
Before
so it was it was a while ago.
Yeah, and it was a long. I mean, that was, we're talking 8 years ago.
Yeah.
And I don't know what I know. He had had some medical issues. He'd been in some car accidents, and I think it was just a lot of stress. That on top of having to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning every day. But I was in one place and he was in another, and it just didn't work out. So, and but now he's doing really good, and he went back to school, and he's a graphic designer, and he and I are friends on Facebook, and we talk, and he's got a great family and all that. So everything's all good.
Who did you like working with better?
Oh, definitely him.
I remember we were at a party with Iverson and them, and Brent showed up, and everyone was like, "Brent's here, Brent's here."
Yeah, like we're gonna fight, yeah, or something. I knew he was coming. You knew he was coming.
Yeah.
Brent and I were definitely friends, and Galvin and I are definitely friends. But I think that we certainly lucked out by finding Galvin. There's no secret. I think Galvin's one of the funniest guys I've ever heard on the radio, and it certainly made this show better. So, thank you, sir. Tim, go ahead. What do you got, Tim?
All right, let's see if I can get this right. All right, Mike, you're out camping with Carmen and Galvin, and a poisonous snake bites you in the penis. Who sucks the poison out?
Oh, man. If I'm the one who's been bit by the snake, I'm not so much concerned with which one of them sucks the poison out, sir. I would prefer it be Carmen, but if I'm dying, I'm not homophobic. Whoever's going to save me would be fine with me.
The big difference is if it was Carmen in Spanish, Carmen would go to do it. Spanish would push her out of the way.
Yeah. Yeah. I would save your life much faster.
Yeah, I knew that, too. That's why I didn't include Spanish.
Yeah.
Spanish would grip right now.
Galvin lets me die, I think, sir. Yeah. Galvin goes, seriously, dude. I mean, I want to do this, but go on.
Here's the thing, though. You're absolutely going to die if I don't do it. And if I do, if I do do it, is he going to live for sure?
Yeah.
I do it.
Oh, my God.
True prince.
I do it.
Thank you.
And if you ever look me in the eyes again, I will punch you in the throat.
Good to know, sir. Thank you. We got a camping trip coming up. It's good to know who to take with me.
Get the poisonous snake ready.
Yeah. I'm going to run through this last load of phone calls here, and we'll end it with the special guest on the phone. Jeff, go ahead with your under oath question.
Yeah, good morning, Mike. Good morning, everyone.
Hi, Jeff.
Good morning.
Listen, I just have a question for Galvin. Several months back, I heard something about Galvin was arrested for something with a prostitute in Tampa. What was all that
Yes,
about?
We just answered that 3 questions ago, sir. Pay attention. Eddie, go ahead.
Hey, Mike, if you were the program director and you had to get rid of the least entertaining show of the major shows, which one would you get rid of?
Does it have to be because they're not entertaining?
The least entertaining.
Good question, sir.
Oh, geez.
Question for Mike, by the way.
Then Billy, then Shannon, then Drew, then...
No, he said of the important shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which one's not important?
Well, you were about to say and.
And the Bone Daily Rewind Show. That's a major show on this channel.
Listen, my early show is more important than theirs.
Oh!
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
I would get rid of the Billy Madison show.
All right, beautiful. Thank you.
Now you didn't ask me why. So now you're gonna, I would.
Because it was at least entertaining.
No.
Yes, it is.
I don't lie. There's no way I'm going to win that. By the time the game of telephone gets back to Billy.
Oh, yeah.
Brian, go ahead.
This one's for you, Mike. Say y'all are doing a gig out of town one night and you actually had a chance to sleep with Carmen. Would you take it?
Oh, I've had the chances, sir. I mean, I have enough chloroform. We all have a chance. No, I can't. Believe me, I would love to. I'm married. I don't want to. It's not a matter of whether or not I think I have a chance.
Opportunity, yeah.
It's a matter of I don't want to screw things up and in more ways than one. I mean, God knows if Carmen would sue me down the road. My wife would. My wife has said that she wouldn't necessarily leave me. I don't know if she ever said this on this station. She wouldn't necessarily leave me. She would wait till I would fall asleep, and then she would cut my face with a knife. So, really, I have to weigh those options out, and I would like to keep this beautiful face for a little while. So, hope that helps you out. I have to tell you, I'm going to volunteer something while I'm under oath.
Okay.
I find Carmen to be adorable. I think that some days she looks super sexy, and on the most part, she's adorable. But like you said before, with the huge age gap that we have, I don't know. It's just something about when you get old, a young girl, it's almost like I remember Bobby Slayton was the first person to ever say it. Bobby Slayton, the comedian that came in here years ago, and Carmen escorted him in, and I go, "How about that? That's an upgrade, huh?" And he goes, "What am I going to do with her?" And I go, "What are you talking about?" He goes, "What am I going to do with her? Her and I have nothing in common. She has no interest in me," and blah, blah. And I'm like, yes, now I get that. Yeah. Now I get it. You don't have to be so agreeable, Carmen. You can be like, I'm still so attracted to you.
No, not you, Bobby. Yeah,
Bobby Slayton. Yeah.
Bobby Slayton ain't playing pickleball.
No.
That's right. It's just something when you hit a certain age. Maybe it's because I have a daughter now where you just realize that younger girls are
awesome. Too much.
Yeah, any girl that's Carmen's age that decides that she wants to have sex with me, it's not because she likes me.
Well,
yeah.
And it's like kind of like with you guys and the virgin thing. Like, people are always like, oh, virgins, but Mike, you'll be the first to say, like, it's not all.
Yeah, what's the greatest thing in the world?
Right, it's not what it's cracked up to be.
Give me a dirty whore. That's what I like.
Yeah.
She knows what's going on.
Yeah.
She ain't a big old Florida tan, some wrinkled skin. That's my girl. Jay, go ahead.
Hey, this question's for you, Mike. You guys were discussing your wages not too long ago. How much do you make a year?
Yeah, that's the number one thing. I can't say it. It's in my contract. I'm not allowed to disclose it.
Can you give a ballpark?
No. I mean, that's kind of a lot. It's pretty good. I can tell you that, sir.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Thank you. What do you think it is, sir?
I don't know. I really haven't been listening that long.
Take a guess, though. Just say if you want to take a guess, and I'll give you some sort of indication.
I'd say $750.
Thank you, sir. Jim, go ahead.
Yeah, Mike, I was wondering, when you gave your dog away, was that to a family friend or was that to a real listener?
Might I give the dog away?
Yeah.
No, it was to a family friend, a friend of mine, Fallon, who
I just saw the other day and was talking about the dog.
Yeah, she is the local rep for Fireball Whiskey, who I've known for a couple of years, and she just happened to be looking for that type of dog when I was looking to get rid of that type of dog.
So she's a rep. That means she's always on the road. That poor dog's probably sits home all the time.
No, nope. She actually takes him with her all the time. We were discussing that. She said it's perfect because it's small. It's a French bulldog. They're small dogs. So she's one of those that brings the dog around everywhere.
I've seen she actually took pictures of it last week for Cinco de Mayo when they all had little mustaches on and they were all in front of
them. And I am a dog lover and I can tell when somebody's good with dogs. She was talking about her dog like it was her kid.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't like the dog then. I don't like it now and I couldn't care less. But I do know that it's in good hands.
Good.
Thank you, sir. And finally, for the last under oath question of the day, Jacob, two times.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Calhead, guess what I would call this? I wouldn't call this under oath. You know what I would call this? I would call this truth or false. That's what I would call this.
I like that. Maybe when you get your show, you can do Jacob two times, truth or false.
No. But that's what I call this game right now, you know, truth or false. So, Calhead, tell me, is this the truth or not? Is Hank Dale still on the radio or what?
I don't know. He's not on QIK.
No. He's not. The last time I heard him was like 2012, so it's been almost 20 years.
No. That would be 4 years. And
it was almost 20 years since I listened to him. That's when I started listening to him, was 1996.
Yeah, Hank Dell is a midday guy at QIK for a long time. He's not there now. I don't know where he is, but I like Hank a lot. And he may just be retired now.
He may just be retired now. Guess what? Listen, Calhead, out of all the shows, I'd keep them all on the station, like the Billy Madison show, the Shannon Burke show, and
all the important shows.
The Billy Madison show, you know?
Right. Can I tell you something? I was laying in bed the other night, and I heard my Periscope whistle go off, and it was Kayla, and Kayla was on Hot, and she was talking to you, and I got to watch that on video.
You did?
Uh-huh.
And guess what? On May the 29th, I'm coming with my brother, Caleb, and I'm going to meet Drew Garabo.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
I know, right? I know, right?
You better watch out for him. He's kind of a dick.
And my brother and my brother's name is Caleb, though, and we're twins, Calhead. Did you know that? We're twins.
Yeah, I think I did know that. Now, what's Caleb's deal? Is he a personal trainer now? What?
He's a personal trainer now, and he has clients that he trains out. And
Carmen, what if Caleb two times is really hot?
What's up?
Yeah, because Jacob's a good-looking guy, right?
Yeah. I mean, I could start taking care of Jacob two times. As, you know, he's looking for a new caretaker and date his brother. And
Jacob, would you and Caleb both?
How about that, Carmen? He's got a girlfriend now. You don't want to get near his girlfriend.
Shucks.
And I don't know how great you'd be as a caretaker. What time is soda time, Carmen?
Soda time is at 11.
Oh, it is.
Can I ask Jacob?
And Carmen would be good.
You're all right. Hey, Carmen, guess what? If I do good at the center going 2 days a week, I get two sodas.
What? Oh. I don't know. I might have to cut back on that. All right, Carmen.
Question number two, Carmen. What is exercise for Jacob?
Exercise. He likes to do the Stepmaster.
Oh, man.
She's good.
Yeah, you're doing pretty good.
I know. The stepper, Carmen, so you are pretty close. Yep. You are pretty close.
Hey, Jacob, can I ask you an under oath question?
As long as it's truth or false, sure.
Okay, truth or false. There is a fire at the station, and you pull in, and Kayla and Carmen are both trapped in this fire, and you could only save one of them. Who are you going to save?
Good question.
I'm going to save my best friends, Kayla and Carmen.
No, you can only save one. One of them has to die in a fire. It's very painful.
No.
Truth or false?
Yeah. Truth or false? Death is real.
Carmen?
You'd save Carmen?
Nope.
No, come on. No.
He would let Carmen burn to ashes. Burn, let it burn.
It's okay, Jacob. I know you love Kayla, so don't worry. And plus...
And I love you, Carmen.
No, not as much.
I know, whatever. I've known you longer. I've talked on the phone for you longer, but whatever. It's okay.
Kayla doesn't know what time soda time is.
No, she doesn't.
No. Well, I'll let her know when I get there, and I'm going to be on the radio, Calhead, when I get there, and I'm going to meet the hot crew and all of them over there, so I can't wait. And it's Friday, May the 29th, and it's 3 weeks from this Friday. I can't wait.
Good. I'm happy for you. I hope you have a good time, and I hope I hope if there was a fire, you would save me first.
And did you realize that it was a week ago tomorrow that Fisher was on the air? Did you realize that a week ago tomorrow he was on the air? I have it on CD.
I know you do. And yes, I realize it was only a week ago. Yeah. You're quite the archiver.
I know, right? Well, I guess like Calhead, I believe that you did the right thing by hanging up on those guys that day. I believe that you did the right thing, you know?
I didn't hang up on him. Shannon hung up on him.
Yeah.
And that was very good. That was very good. No. But I'm talking about the show that you were talking to on January 5th. That's what I'm talking about.
I don't remember.
So you did the right thing by doing that.
Well, okay. Thank you.
Good job.
Can I tell you what I want more than ever now? Soda.
I know.
Can you get me a soda?
How can we get Orange Crush?
Oh, my God.
Soda Palooza, guys. That would be a good idea.
I think the pop machine is broken.
The pop machine?
Not at Soda Palooza.
I guess whatever date we get my new worker in, I guess I'll tell her that Soda Palooza is going on or something like that.
That's right.
All right, well, let her know. Jacob, good luck on your trip in here. Thank you for playing True or False with us.
Yeah. That's what I'd call this game. I'd call it Truth or False. I wouldn't call it Under Oath because Under Oath is a totally different thing. You know, I'd call it Truth or False.
When you call, we'll play Truth or False with you.
Yeah, I would love that.
Jacob, Truth or False, you would rather make sweet love to Carmen or over Kayla? Truth or False?
Ooh, I wouldn't say this to my friend Kayla. She better not be listening, but...
Oh, she's listening.
Carmen is so sweet.
Which one is prettier? Truth or false, which one is prettier, Carmen or Kayla?
Oh, man.
I know, it's like Betty and Veronica. You can't choose.
Oh, man. I had to go with my friend. I would have to go with both of them.
Nope. You can only pick one. They can't be equal.
Or
one is
God
prettier.
Murders both.
One is prettier than the other. True or false?
I think the truth would be Kayla.
Kayla would be pretty.
Kayla is prettier than Carmen. Therefore, Carmen would die in the fire.
No, 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 no.
Oh, yeah. No, I got gotcha.
You. You killed Carmen.
I got gotcha. You.
Here's the funny.
Thanks a lot, Jacob.
Don't pick on her.
Hang on a second. Here's the funny thing about that Murder. Is, Jacob, have you ever actually seen Kayla?
Well, this is the first time that I'm actually going to meet Kayla.
Right. Wow. So you've never seen Kayla in person. You've seen Carmen in person, and you still chose Kayla. There's the truth for you.
Truth or false, Jacob. Yeah. All right, pal. Good luck. We'll see you here on the 29th.
Okay.
Have a good day, pal.
The 29th. I can't wait.
All right, buddy. Take it easy. There you go.
Wow. Thanks, guys.
You lost to a ghost.
I love that Jacob two times is our consultant. I changed the name to Truth or False.
Yeah.
Under Oath is a completely different thing. Meanwhile, Under Oath is really what it is. Truth or False is a completely different thing.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.